after consulting adequately with our key stakeholders, that is what will allow us to stay in front of the others. We have to be able to streamline and make more efficient the processes that we're using to recruit, to promote, to procure, to do capital projects, to do academic programs, creating them, consolidating them, closing them. All of this has to be more efficient. And I think we really have to be more responsive to the needs of the faculty. It is absolutely clear that the faculty are the essence of the excellence of the university, and if we don't have an excellent faculty, you can close your doors because the students won't come, and certainly the staff won't come either. So in summary, I have to say what we have to be doing is being a more agile university in this day and age. This is so critical. It's not something the universities are really used to being, right? Agile is not a term that we usually use to describe ourselves. So although I consider myself as the chancellor, the leading person to deal with the academic mission of the university, I find myself worrying about money more and more. And so if I can have the next slide. What we are in the middle of doing is creating a sustainable academic business plan. Every single one of those words, all four of those words are equally important. I think the insertion of the word business into the academic plan is relatively new. And when I first introduced this, I think there were some of our academy who said, what do you mean? We're not a business. But we have to know that we can only carry out our academic mission if we do this within a business framework that allows us to actually pay for what we want to do. Can I have the next slide, please? Over the first 9 months, what I've done is to meet with small groups of faculty, staff, students, corporate leaders, community people. In fact, just yesterday I had a 4-hour Visioning Future Excellence exercise with 22 corporate leaders, including Boeing, 3M, Cray, Monsanto, Microsoft, Nokia, Northrop Grumman, Eli Lilly, ADM, to talk with them about these two questions. What are society's greatest challenges going to be, and what is our role in addressing these challenges? And we kept them for 4 hours. I couldn't believe these leaders would actually come for 4 hours. I was so scared that they would start walking out after the first hour. But every single one of them stayed and really helped us to think about the public-private partnerships that we really have to develop. And we are analyzing all of this data right now. I hope to give you a much more thorough presentation in September, but for right now, let me say that if you give me the next slide, what we will be doing is figuring out how to employ innovative ways of teaching and learning. And I have to divert just a little bit and tell you a story that just happened. Yesterday, we joined Coursera. This is a consortium of four universities that was started literally 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago. And I was in a conversation with the president of Penn and the president of Michigan, and they said they were going to start this. And I said, so, when can we join? And I came home and created a committee of administrators to look at the legal implications, the financial implications, the IT implications, and the academic implications. And I asked Matt Wheeler, who is the president of the Faculty Senate, to create a faculty group to also look at these very same things. They gave me a report within 60 days that said, and what I wanted to know is there a no continuing? Because if we shouldn't continue, we'll stop the conversation. But if we should, let's contact Coursera. Last Thursday, we contacted Coursera and asked them when the next group of universities were going to be admitted. They said, Tuesday, we're making the announcement, you're too late, you can't come in. And this one, you can join the next cohort. I said, no, that doesn't work for me. And on Friday, we got 10 courses ready. We got the contract back and forth to Coursera multiple times, redlined, and they accepted it. And we got the vote by email. Matt oversaw the vote by the SEC, so we got faculty approval to go forward. Saturday, we looked over a press release, which they, by the way, said to us, we can let you in, but you can't be in our press release. I said, no, that doesn't work either. You know, if we're in, we're in, and we're going to be in your press release. And they worked out the wording of it, which, of course, confused them, because what is the University of Illinois versus what is UIUC versus what is University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign? The press release is perfect. It has it exactly as is, and we're out there. Yesterday was the announcement, the public announcement. Overnight, we have 10,000 student interests in the University of Illinois courses, 10 of them, the most esoteric of which I can't even understand the title of, but it's being taught by Rob Rutenbauer. He has 700 students signed up.
Is it a chemistry course?
No, it's a...